From KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is AirCheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm your friend and neighbor, Vicki Greger.
Today on KRCC and AirCheck, we invite our friend and colleague, Kyle Cunningham, to bring a song to the Music Roundtable. And jazz artist Kat Edmondson sings a couple of songs in the KRCC studios and has a chat with Vicki about her new record and Chasing Dreams.
And as we always do on AirCheck, we find ourselves sitting around, literally a round table, Jeff Beery and myself, Vicki Greger, and a guest to talk about songs that have been earworms for us over the last several days, weeks, or months. And today, we have the great honor of having our beloved co-worker and GM here at KRCC, Kyle Cunningham, as our musical guest.
I can say confidently that I've been a fan of AirCheck since the very beginning. So
this go on.
Yes, this is a really deep honor to be on the
thank
show
you.
Today.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we normally bring some music to the table and play each other's songs. You know how it works, Kyle.
I do.
But we need to explain it for the youngins that are joining us right now. Play some music and comment on it. And, Vicki, why don't we start with you?
All right, so the music I picked for this roundtable is by a supergroup known as Bonnie Light Horsemen.
One evening fair to take the air down by Blackwater side and gazing on around me, this handsome lad I spied, this handsome lad I spied. All through the first part of the night, while we let him spurt away, and this young man arose and he gathered his clothes. He said, "Fare thee well today." He said, "Fare thee well today." That's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You can make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west, the west, that the sun rose.
This supergroup is three friends who decided to get together and make some music. And their names that you might recognize, Aeneas Mitchell, Eric D. Johnson, who's from The Fruit Bats. He also helps out with The Shins and Vetiver. And Josh Kaufman, who's one of those sought-after session players who the National use, the Hold Steady. He's worked with Bob Ware, just
wow.
Endless amount of people. And what's so beautiful about it is these songs are all based on traditional songs and material that the band either co-wrote around or arranged. So Aeneas is no stranger to this. She did a beautiful record, The Child Ballads, which were songs of ye old days that they, you know, brought to the light of day. And this record explores much of the same terrain, just that beautiful, sometimes heartbreaking songs of yore.
I love the folk, just that soft, like, put you to sleep sort of feel.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah.
Rate it, Kyle. 1
Rate
to 10.
It? Oh, man. That, I mean, like I said, that's right up my alley. 9 out of 10. Easy.
9.
Yeah.
Got a 9 from Kyle Cunningham.
And he wasn't even, like, doing that to be nice to me. No. I think he really meant it.
I did.
Kyle cannot tell a lie. I know this of him. So, yeah.
We do have inside information, listeners, on Kyle Cunningham. But, yeah, you can believe it. Okay, Jeff, well, I know that you put great thought and you sweat bullets over the song you're going to pick, you know, because I see you pacing in the office, putting records on, taking them off. So what'd you settle on?
It's Yippa, and the new release is called Sunset in the Deep End. This song is Autumn Phase. The thing I like about Yippa is that it's solo music for me. This is not put it on at a party and, you know, everybody dance. This is, to me, this is music that I listen to when I'm alone, maybe drifting off into sleep or waking up. It's just this wonderful, easy, dreamlike music. I hate to say easy listening because that's got such a bad connotation, you know, but it's really easy to listen to.
Yeah, I could see myself sitting in a dark room with just a computer screen and some headphones.
Right.
And just, yes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I love this stuff.
And I think the trick to this music is this isn't easy to do well. This is very easy to mess up. And Yippa is one of the masters of this, where you take this acoustic guitar and all of a sudden there are these washes of ambient, and then all of a sudden there's a music box. That was kind of a nice touch, and it has depth, and he does it every time, that guy.
I hope I'm not showing my age by going towards this, you know, easy, you know. It kind of reminds me almost of new age listening back in the 80s and early 90s, you know, those Wyndham Hill artists that were very soothing somehow. Soothing music.
Speaking as the youngest person in the room, probably.
Yes, you are.
I can say that I don't think you're showing your age at all. I think you might actually be a little bit more hip than you think you are.
Phew.
Yeah, take it from me. I don't know if I'm the hip person to be, you know, the gatekeeper here, but
you got the best beard in the room, buddy.
You're still okay, Jeff. It's all right. And you wear,
I worry about these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Well.
You know.
So wear your hat backwards or something. Right. Do something that's crazy, and you'll be okay. So Kyle, you are our guest today, and you've told me about more than one band many times, so I'm curious to know who you've been rocking to.
I think it's probably safe to say that I'm the resident country music geek at the station, and I love all sorts of music, but country music is kind of where I got my, you know, that's where my musical chops sort of started, and so one of the ones that I've picked today is from the album Sound and Fury by Sturgill Simpson, who's a guy I've been listening to for a number of years now. He's from Jackson, Kentucky, and I think the approach that he brings is unlike any country album I think that has ever been made.
All right, let's have a listen.
Shadows where the light don't ever shine. Everyone
this sort of outlaw country, you know, I mean, that gets its roots in being, you know, kind of going against the grain, you know, guys like Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash even. And so I think Sturgill really keeps that outlaw country sort of thread alive while doing something completely different that we've never seen before.
Wow, what a great pick. And we do have that record here at KRCC that's, you can tell, you can hear the DJ starting to find it, because maybe before, and I have to include myself, where I'm like, oh, Sturgill Simpson, I'll get to that. And then when I put it on, it was like, holy mackerel, what is happening here? This is amazing. Crank it up.
So, Kyle, when this episode of Air Check airs on KRCC, you'll no longer be an employee of the station. You're going to be moving on.
I am.
You're a young man. What are your visions in life? What are your dreams? Where do you want to be?
You know, it's going to be hard to follow up KRCC, I think. I just really love this place. So my plan right now is to stay right where I'm at and keep giving back to the community that's given so much to me. And who knows? I mean, you're not rid of me yet, KRCC listeners.
Don't want to be.
It's been such a pleasure to work with you for the last years. It's fun.
Yeah.
People, it was fun working with Kyle Cunningham. Yeah. So I do thank you for that.
You're welcome. I will miss you guys.
Kyle, thanks for bringing more than just Sturgill Simpson to the table here at KRCC. You brought so many great things to the station, and thank you for that.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
You're listening to Air Check on KRCC.
Cat Edmondson is a singer-songwriter who performed on NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts, The Jay Leno Show, Prairie Home Companion, Austin City Limits, The David Letterman Show, and the Montreux and New York City Jazz Festivals, to name just a few. She recently performed here in Colorado Springs at the Ent Center for the Performing Arts, and yes, she managed to drop into the KRCC studios, sing a couple of songs, and talk with Vicky.
Hi, this is Kat Edmondson, and this is A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from the 1950 classic Disney film Cinderella, recorded for my new album Dreamers Do, and written by Mac David, Al Hoffman, and Jerry Livingston. This is Adam Levy on guitar.
Hi.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams, you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, a dream that you wish will come true. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, a dream that you wish will come true for you, for you.
for you. This is Vicki Gregor, and I am so pleased to have Kat Edmondson in the studio today for this episode of Air Check. Kat, thank you for making time in. I know it is a very busy schedule to stop by and do this for us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. It's our pleasure.
I'm glad, and I'm very glad about this. Your new record is wonderful. It's called Dreamers Do. And I wanted to comment, hearing the song A Dream is a Wish, that was my first song that I played for myself, and I was in my car, and it was just one of those beautiful moments of just your voice filling the space. And it was one of those moments where I thought, how was this song not written specifically for you? I mean, it seems so you. Did it hit you that way when you were thinking about gathering songs for this record? Covers records can be a slippery slope.
They can be if you start, I think, with the concept of like, oh, I'm going to make a covers record or something. But because I've grown up singing the American Songbook and not thinking of it as something separate from myself, I mean, I learned this music as a child, and so I adopted it as my own at that early of an age. So there was never an obstacle or a challenge to find my way to interpret these songs. I felt that just like everyone else, I was free to sing them. And so if you feel an originality in the song, I'm delighted. I just love that song, and that's probably what you're hearing. It's how I've related to it my whole life.
It absolutely comes through that way. Another song I want to comment on from the record is When You Wish Upon a Star, which you do beautifully, but really the thing that struck me about it is the arrangement and the production of that song is exquisite, and it really does take a song that we all know so well, and you really have made it a beautifully different song, and I wanted to ask you about that. Who does the arranging? Was that all from your head?
When You Wish Upon a Star was, yes. And it's strange. You can say it's from my head, but I know that it comes from somewhere prior to being in my own head. So I just get ideas. You know, I'll be casually sitting on the couch or, in this instance, riding on the subway and start to hear things as though they're already recorded, and I'm just dialing into them like it's a radio station playing or something.
Oh, wow.
And so I just try and tune in, you know, to get the full picture and then explore and try and find what sounds true to what it is that I'm hearing in my head.
I want to back up to the obvious. Your voice, this instrument, this amazing voice that you have, which is beautiful and so unique, and it resonates a very certain way, I think, for a lot of your listeners and fans. When were you aware that you were walking around with this in you? When?
Very early.
Very early.
I remember preschool knowing that. I remember teaching other kids in preschool songs and leading them in song. And I knew that I had an ability.
That's wonderful. I've never heard that answer. You know, I've gotten, oh, I didn't really know until I was 15, or I just opened my mouth and it was like, wow, I can sing. That's a beautiful gift. Do you think some of it has to do with also being raised around or in a household where some really incredible popular music was being played?
I'm sure that had something to do with it. Music was never encouraged in the way of like, I mean, I had friends who took music lessons or they were studying music, you know, and there was a discipline about it and there was an awareness like, this is what you're doing. And that wasn't the case. There wasn't a lot of structure around music in my home, but there was plenty of music all of the time. So it was inherent in how we lived and what I did to pass the time.
You're a music fan. I imagine you must have a pretty good CD collection of your own. I'm going to guess. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you covered The Cure, Just Like Heaven. Again, a match made in heaven, I think.
Thank you.
Love the way you approach that song. I wanted to ask you if you were familiar with Beth Gibbons from Portishead.
Yeah.
She has come up in my mind before listening to you, and not to say that that one is copying another, but there's that space. There's a space Beth Gibbons gets into that made me think of you. And
thank
I hardly
you.
Ever think of anyone else, you know, you to her, her to you. So that's a beautiful space to be inhabiting.
Yeah.
Do a Portishead song someday.
That would
Can
be
that
really
be my
fun.
Request?
Yeah.
If I hear that, then I'll say, I have a little something to do with
that. That was my suggestion.
There goes my ego. You've had amazing experiences and journeys. NPR Tiny Desk, you've done Austin City Limits. You have done a Prairie Home Companion. You've played the Montreux Jazz Festival. How did you find yourself in a Woody Allen movie?
Well, it's kind of a long story, actually. There were a number of people trying to help me get into that film. But it actually started because I decided to be vocal about the fact that I wanted to be in one. I was interviewing managers at one point in time, and I decided I'm gonna tell everyone that I'm interviewing with, and they were all music managers, I want to be an actress too. And whoever, you know, cowers at me saying that is not going to be the one that I work with. And there was one guy, I said, I want to be an actress. I want to be in a Woody Allen film. And he said, great, I know one of the producers with Woody Allen. So it kind of started there, but actually the reason why I got the part was because my agent at the time received an offer for Nora Jones, and she wasn't available, and he said, I have an artist, you've got to check her out. And and they kind of were only half interested, and he really went to bat for me. They said, you know, no thank you, we're fine, we're we don't think she's right. And my agent went back and said, please go back and ask Woody to reconsider. I think he's making a mistake. And they did. And I got on the film, and it was a tremendous experience. And Woody was wonderful. And he actually wrote in an extra scene for me in the film once we started filming, and had me sing an a cappella tune during the film. It was a dream come true.
You know, it's you're striking me as you're saying this as somebody who, you know, this career of yours and perhaps just the way you live your life where it's talent, hard work, but you have no problem willing in to your universe what you would like to happen.
Thank you. For the most part, I haven't had a problem. I think the older I get, for some reason, I struggle a little bit more with it. I don't know why. But accepting abundance, I think we can all relate to, as sometimes that's hard to do. And historically, I've never had an issue with it. But in the last few years, I started finding myself hesitant to be so willing, as you describe. And actually, that's why I made this album, Dreamers Do.
A good confirmation and affirmation at the same time. So what's the future for you? What's, you know, here we are in 2020. You've got this, you know, amazing new record, Dreamers Do. I assume you're going out on the road a lot to start, you know, showing us what's on here.
Yeah, well, tonight we're playing in Colorado Springs, and I have about 40 shows coming up within the next few months, and then my band will go to Japan, and then I don't know. I'll keep touring this record. I have ideas for other records, and I also have ideas for a stage show, like a one-woman stage show that is very new and kind of intimidating to me, but it just keeps coming up in my mind. So I think it might come about. I usually talk about things before they come about, and that's how they end up happening. So maybe that's what's going on. And I also, as I mentioned, would love to do some acting, like on camera.
Well, we look forward to any of those mediums that you do. Really appreciate the music you make. And, you know, to someone who's a DJ, you do make playing a set of music just pure joy, because there's lots of ways to explore what's in a set when there's like a focal point. With you singing the way you do and some of the songs you've picked, I really, really enjoy having your music be part of my everyday life.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. Thank you so much for having us.
It is a pleasure. And if you don't mind, we'll have you take it out with another song.
Oh, sure. This is Kat Edmondson, and I'm performing What a Wonderful World, the classic song that we all know, written by Bob Thiele and George David Weiss in 1967. My favorite version, of course, is Louis Armstrong, but I've attempted my own version, and it's on my new album, Dreamers Do, and here to accompany me is Adam Levy. I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I see babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That was our friend and neighbor Vicki speaking with Kat Edmondson about following your dreams and her new Disney-themed album, Dreamers Do. You can find a link to Kat's website at krcc.org, hear some more of her music, and also watch a few videos there as well.
Thanks for checking out another episode of Air Check. You can subscribe to the AirCheck podcast wherever you get your podcast stuff and find archived episodes of AirCheck on our website, krcc.org. For 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jeff Beery.